Welcome to the Perspectives on Healthcare podcast, where members of the medical community from different roles, venues, and locations share their unique perspectives on quality healthcare, its future, and how to improve it. Now, from the Your Keynote Speaker studio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, here is your host, Rob Oliver.
Welcome to Perspectives on Healthcare. I appreciate you being with me for my first interview. Today, I am with Pete Higgins. He is a physician assistant. He deals with family practice and neonatology in the Cherry Hill, New Jersey area. He is a Gen Xer. And Pete, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Very happy to be here.
Absolutely. We've got a standard list of questions, and so let's jump right into it. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you became involved in healthcare?
So I was somebody from a young age that was interested in medicine. My uncle is a doctor, and the practice I work at now was originally his practice many years ago. In high school, before electronic medical records, I had the job of pulling patient charts there the night or early in the morning before. And so he has a physician assistant that has worked there for many years, and I saw what she did and realized that that was the right path for me.
Excellent. So it seems like there's in so many ways, when people become involved in healthcare, it starts with a personal connection.
Yeah, for sure.
What does quality healthcare mean to you?
Well, there is a great biblical principle from the book of Micah, and it's a question really all about life. What does God want from a person? And the response there is to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And of course, that's direction for all of life. But those three principles are great principles for providing good health care to a person, to treat them justly, to give them what they need, to be merciful to them. Most of our health care problems come from failings in our genetics or failings in our habits, and just to treat people in a humble way.
I love it. It's a fantastic definition. Can you give me an example of quality healthcare?
Sure. I mean, for me personally, what we find very strange is sometimes you really help people and they don't understand how much you've helped them. And then there are other times you do relatively little for a person and they're back telling you that you saved their life. So often the patient perspective may not match reality. But what's reaffirming or encouraging sometimes when you've had to give someone a very difficult diagnosis, you know, whether telling somebody they have cancer, or I remember a case of telling someone they had that they had HIV. Seeing that patient later and somebody having enough insight to say, thanks for the way you handled that. That was a difficult thing, but I appreciate the way you handled that with me.
Yeah, that's got to be, it's both difficult and rewarding, as you've said, and I appreciate that. What do you wish people understood about your role in healthcare, about what it means to be a PA?
I wish people understood just how busy a job it is. Our hours are filled with appointments, and if you are perfectly on time, you've filled all those appointments, but that does not include any time calling patients, responding to other doctors, filling out forms, reviewing labs. And so, yeah, when you're with a patient, you want to be focused with them. But it would be nice if people had the overall view of just how many people you're trying to help in a day.
It's interesting. You're looking for the patients to have patience with you in some ways.
Correct.
What excites you about the future of healthcare?
So one of the challenges that is moving in a positive direction is, as I talked about when I started helping in an office, it was before electronic medical records. Since I've started the practice I've been at for 12 years, the program that we've used has changed at least four different times. And that's a major disruption to your job. But much of that is moving in a direction where there aren't too many more changes that can be made. So eventually, when we get to a place where with electronic medical records, where there really is connection to different hospitals and practices and medical history, there's going to be a lot of information that helps prevent mistakes and gives a lot more insight into patient care.
Yeah. And I'm sure as much as you say that it gets to a point where it can't change a whole lot, then the next thing becomes security, because someone's going to figure out how to hack the system and hold everybody's medical information for ransom. But that's a story for another day. What is one thing that medical professionals can start doing today to improve the quality of healthcare?
So on an individual level, I think taking care of yourself, it's just good advice for life in general. It's hard to be a good employee or husband or father if you don't have your life in order. And again, healthcare is a very demanding job. And if you have a lot of other things you're dealing with in your life, it's hard to bring your whole self into the job. So I think good self-care leads to good healthcare, and finding ways to be yourself and to be helpful to people is good advice for healthcare providers.
Pete, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us and to be my inaugural guinea pig on this wonderful venture that we're taking. Your answers have been insightful and honest, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Rob. As you know, guinea pigs are very important in the advancement of medicine, so I'm happy to be your guinea pig.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks for listening to Perspectives on Healthcare. Visit perspectivesonhealthcare.com to learn more about Rob Oliver or to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If this podcast was valuable, we'd appreciate a review on iTunes. Or if you tell a friend or coworker about the show, that would be helpful too. Join us again next time for more Perspectives on Healthcare.